Robin, joining us this morning is Lucy Smith. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, how are you? So
who are we going to talk about today?
Well, today let's talk about women who wine because it is almost the first of the month. And actually, August 1 is the first Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
And that is when Women Who Wine meets. Mm-hmm. And this month, again, Tuesday, August 1st, which is like, is that like tomorrow?
That's like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Already. Isn't that scary?
August already. That's right. Yeah. But we'll celebrate.
Sure.
Yes. So Women Who Wine always meets from 5:30 to 7. And this month we are focusing on CRYJ, the Center for Restorative Youth Justice.
Oh, they've got that cool new building
exactly.
up there on Idaho Street.
That's right. And it is very conveniently located near to Montevino, where our meeting is going to be held. And so we have kind of an extra treat. Montana Trolley is going to run little trips between Montevino and CRYJ's new facility there.
Oh, cool.
So you can come if you'd like as early as 4:30. And so between 4:30 and about 5:15, I think they're going to be running trips back and forth, maybe even longer.
So you can actually see the inside.
Go in and
of
have
this.
A look at the facility.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And then the general meeting will be, again, you know, from 5:30 to 7 at Montevino.
So what can you tell us about CRYJ?
Well, I think back to the days, actually before CRYJ, when I was working with youth in juvenile detention as with literacy volunteers. And I remember that the model that was so important that they were developing was balanced and restorative justice. Well, the Center for Youth Restorative Justice takes that even a step farther. Mm-hmm. And so what this group does is they work with Flathead Valley teens and their families, with the justice agencies and school, like the school teams. Their idea, their whole mission is to reduce youth involvement with the legal system and to, as they say, interrupt cycles of harm, repair trust, promote accountability, and foster community connections. And I think they do a wonderful job that way, so that kids, instead of going directly to juvenile detention, have options. And if you look at the statistics for CRYJ, it's really interesting to say that since coming to CRYJ and being part of the program, 78% of the youth notice a positive shift in how they feel about themselves, 82% feel more comfortable seeking support, 87% feel more hopeful about their future, and 96% think more about the risks I'm taking and how they impact my life and other lives. Hmm. And so again, you know, that you stop and think, because think about when you're a teen, how easy it is to, you know, just kind of act without really thinking too much. And one final thing that I love, I just read this on their website. This is a quote from one of the kids who was with CRYJ. In the future, I want the community to view me as an intelligent kid who has moved on. I want them to know that my heart is very soft.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So what a wonderful positive way to be looking at how to do some remedying for kids who are moving the wrong direction and getting themselves into some trouble that harms others as well as themselves.
Well, if we can keep people of all levels out of the justice system, once you get into the system, it takes a long time to get out, even if it's a positive outcome.
That's exactly right. And I think along the way, there are so many things where you're not having as many positive influences or as many positive experiences.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's very easy to start losing hope about yourself, about your future. And you're right, this way you can turn that ship around much, much sooner.
Let's talk about Women Who Wine.
Okay.
Your mission.
We are, our mission is first of all to get women together from the community to learn about the different nonprofit organizations that we have here and ways that we can support them, and along with that to do some wonderful professional and social networking ourselves. We become our own little support groups. We meet other women. We help to support others' businesses or their volunteer efforts. We have a grand time, and of course, we think that it's the most brilliant way to enjoy having a glass of wine or a glass of sparkling something after work or after the day, and actually have some great things happen as a result of that. Besides just the nice event that is yourself.
So who can come to Women Who Wine?
Any women who are interested, and actually any men who would love to learn about us, are very welcome to come. Once in a while, we have a gentleman who will drop in now and then, but primarily it's for women of really any age. We do pour wine, but we also pour water and lemonade and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. The purpose really is to let women of all walks of life get together and learn more about this community and about each other and ways that we can help.
And there's some fundraising involved in all this,
we
too.
We are fundraisers. You're right. We ask that everyone bring a $30 donation and a nice bottle of wine. So we open some of that wine. We put that $30 from each one right back into the bank. And at the end of the evening, after we've listened to our nonprofit beneficiary of the month, like in this case, it'll be CryJay, then we auction off the remainder of the wine. And we are really good at raising a lot of money from that extra wine. And all of that goes right into our fund. So at the end of 12 months, we divide the all of the proceeds from the $30 and the wine auctions, and we know how much each of our beneficiaries for the month is going to get in a grant. Of course, on top of that, we give it all away in a big celebration in December. We call it our giving banquet, and we get great sponsors to help us with that. So we add even more money to our big fund.
This is a wonderful organization, and anybody can join.
Exactly. And if you'd like to join and just come and check it out, you can come once. You can decide to come any month that it works for you, or you can become a sustaining member. And that simply means that you decide that you will attend all 12 months, including the banquet, or you will make a donation in that amount, however it works for your time.
All right. So we're going to get together tomorrow night.
That's right.
Come a little bit early so you can take a ride on the trolley.
That's right. Anytime from 4:30 on. Start at Montevino and head over to CryJay and then come on back and we'll hear some more about him.
And you probably have everybody home by what, 7:30, 8 o'clock?
That's exactly right. All right. Yes, we will.
All right. Lucy Smith, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.